The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We are about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Welcome to the Bank of the James Stadium here in Lynchburg, Virginia, the Hill City, as we get ready for game 2 of 6 between the Salem Red Sox and your Lynchburg Hillcats this week. Connor Young with you here on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show brought to you by Homestead Creamery. Let's jump right into the show, starting with the series recap. Only one game to look over so far in this young six-game set. In game one, it was a great start for the Cats as they scored the first run of the ball game in the bottom of the first inning. They led all the way up until the seventh frame when reliever Cam Schulke came into the game for Lynchburg and gave up 2 earned runs as the Cats ultimately lost game one of the series 6-4. You have to give credit to Salem. Their offense came alive late in the game while also adding in some timely power thanks to a Starlin Nunez solo home run that really gave the Sox some life and turned the tides in that game. The Salem bullpen, which has been struggling lately, also was resilient as ever, holding off the Hillcats in the bottom of the ninth inning just one night ago, securing the pivotal opening win for the Red Sox. Take a look at our pitching matchup here in game two on this beautiful sunny Wednesday evening. For Lynchburg, it'll be the lefty Rafe Schlesinger on the bump as Jordan Smith will give the pill to Slush, who is coming off a good outing against Delmarva where he went 4 1/3 inning. He did give up 2 earned runs, but he struck out 7, which is a season high on the year overall, a 3-6 record. This is his 15th start of 2025. He has an ERA of 3.67, 74 strikeouts to just 31 walks this year. A 3-pitch mix for Schlesinger, fastball, slider, kick change. In June, he was phenomenal. By far, June was the best month of the season for the University of Miami product. He went 23 1/3 innings pitch, the most innings he's thrown in one inning. Or in 1 month, I should say. And he had an ERA sub 1 at 0.77 through those 23 innings and change. So far in July, he's thrown 14 innings and a third, given up 15 hits, 7 earned runs, 15 strikeouts, 3 walks. Evens out for a 4.40 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Ben Hansen, standing in at 6'6 from BYU, taken in the 20th round of the 2024 MLB draft by the Boston Red Sox. Hansen led BYU in innings pitched with 72, strikeouts with 51, and wins as a sophomore in 2024. His father, Matt Hansen, played basketball at BYU. His brother, Brett, is a left-handed pitcher on the 2025 BYU baseball team in his redshirt junior year. So the Cougars run in the blood of the Hansen family. Hansen is coming off an outing against Charleston where he went 3 1/3 innings pitch, giving up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He pitched well against Lynchburg on July 4th to start off the month, where he went 4 1/3 innings pitch, giving up 3 hits, just 1 earned run on a solo shot from Bennett Thompson, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. So that was one of his better outings as of late, and it came against the Hillcats here at the Bank of the James Stadium. He's hoping for a repeat performance here this Wednesday evening. Coming up on the pregame show, we will catch up with some former Hillcats who have moved on to the upper levels of the Cleveland minor league tree. Tune in to get the lowdown on all your favorite Hillcats of old. That is coming up next.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Let's take a look at some former Hillcats who are getting the job done around the rest of the Cleveland affiliates. We'll start with Ralphie Velasquez, who has been hitting the ball extra hard at High A Lake County over his last handful of games. Dating back to the beginning of July, he is 30 for 92 with 9 doubles, 4 home runs, 16 RBIs, and add in 10 walks. It evens out for an average of .326, on base percentage of .392. He has 38 extra base hits in 83 games on the year. He has been swinging quite a hot bat for the Lake County Captains, and 83 games on the year. He has been swinging quite a hot bat for the Lake County Captains, and
supply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Number One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
The road from Lynchburg to Cleveland is simple. A short drive west, followed by a straight shot north, up I-77 delivers right to Progressive Field. But the roads themselves serve as a metaphor for the road traveled by every ballplayer. Though the trip appears straightforward, it is filled with twists and turns. And
take a look at our keys to the game for both these teams. We'll start with Lynchburg. Lengthy lineup. Last night, all of the damage came from the top of the lineup for Lynchburg offensively. It was great to see the top four bats in the order have a strong performance, and a lot of them will again be in the starting nine for the Hillcats today. But you'd like to see more consistency throughout the middle and bottom of the lineup for Lynchburg today. Hopefully the Hillcats can put up more of an even keel offensive approach. First Salem, bring the pop. Salem has been one of the best teams in all of single-A baseball at finding extra bases since the All-Star break. Their record in the second half hasn't been great, largely due to the pitching, but last night we saw that power on full display, both from the home run from Starlin Nunez and then the extra base knock from their two top prospects, Yoelan Cespedes and Justin Gonzalez. If Salem can continue to drive the baseball to the alleys, or better yet, for Red Sox fans, over the wall, that can only bode well for Ozzie Chavez's club. Take a look at our hot hitters for both teams. We'll start with Ryan Cesarini. Cesarini is batting fifth tonight rather than in the leadoff spot like he was one game ago. But regardless, with how well he has been swinging it, you have to imagine he's going to stay hot, even moving down the order a couple spots. Since the All-Star break, Cesarini is slashing a .318 average, .400 on base percentage, and a .455 slugging for an OPS of .855. He is also hitting over .340 on the year with runners in scoring position this season. That could make hitting in the middle of the order a natural transition for Cesarini, and that's a spot where he was usually batting early in the year. But since being moved up to the leadoff spot, feels like he's really settled in. On the other end for Salem, Justin Gonzalez will be the hot hitter. Ever since Gonzalez ripped Lynchburg apart during their six-game series at the beginning of the month, he has been the best pound-for-pound hitter in the Carolina League. He won Carolina League Player of the Week honors for his performance, and the Hillcats just couldn't keep him out of the hit column that week, as Justin Gonzalez was right back in it on Tuesday. He hit the ball hard time and time again, only picking up one base knock, but still, even the outs he made were well struck. He is the most dangerous leadoff hitter you're going to find in probably all of single-A baseball right now, and the Hillcats have to tread carefully when he is at the dish. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for today. We don't have any scores to report. The only game that has started is Hickory and Fayetteville, and they're in the top of the first, currently scoreless. Delmarva and Kannapolis getting going. Carolina and Augusta will start soon as well. Myrtle Beach and Charleston in a rivalry series at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. And then Fredericksburg in a cross-divisional series is facing off against Columbia this week. With that, we can take a look at the second half standings. Currently, Carolina is in first place in the second half, much like they were for the majority of the first half of the season. Of course, Hillcats fans know well what happened to the Mudcats once they came to Lynchburg near the conclusion of the first half, but they're at 20-9. They picked right back up since the second half has turned over. Fredericksburg 3.5 games out at 16-12. Fayetteville at 13-16. Lynchburg at 12-17, 8 games out. Salem right behind them at 12-19, 9 games out of first place. Delmarva at 9-21. Myrtle Beach leads the South at 22-8. Hickory at 20-11, 2.5 games out of the Pelicans. Charleston in the hunt at 18-11, 3.5 games out of the Pelicans. Augusta at 14-17. So is Kannapolis, and then Columbia, who has already locked up a playoff spot. They won the South Division in the first half. They're at 9-21, tied with Delmarva for their worst record in the Carolina League in the second half. Let's quickly overview the lineups for both teams. We'll start with Lynchburg. Unaker Caceres, the 12th-ranked prospect in the Guardians organization, will make his affiliated debut today, batting leadoff and playing right field. Welvin Francisca, coming off a 3-for-5 day, will bat second. Bennett Thompson DHing behind him. Jeffrey Mercedes in the cleanup spot. Ryan Cesarini batting fifth. Luis Morejo sixth. Logan Clark seventh. Yaikel Mahara is eighth. And Christopher Espinola batting ninth. For Salem, Justin Gonzalez will lead off in DH. Yoelan Cespedes will bat second. He's on a 10-game hit streak. Andrew Musette will bat third. Nathaniel Uten fourth on an 11-game heater for the Hillcat killer, Nathaniel Uten. Endias Okar will play center field and bat fifth. Starlin Nunez, who had a home run yesterday, went 2-for-4 on the day, will bat sixth. Frederick Jimenez will bat seventh and play first base. Our first look at Jimenez this week on that 4th of July series. Jimenez had a really good showing against Lynchburg throughout the week. He'll look to follow that up with a repeat performance here at the Bank of the James Stadium. Yosander Asensio will play right field and bat eighth. And then Yoander Linares will bat ninth once again for the Red Sox. He batted in the ninth spot last night, ended up with a 2-for-4 day in an RBI. He turned that lineup around back to the deadly part of the order, being the top for the Red Sox often on Tuesday, doing his job in the ninth spot. And he will look to once again do that tonight. Lynchburg starting their second left-hander of the series in as many games. After Melquis Hernandez went yesterday, Rafe Schlesinger will be on the bump today, making his 15th start of the season, his 18th appearance on the year. He's been used routinely in a piggyback role, but today he'll get the standard start, coming in with a 3-6 record and a 3.67 ERA, 74 strikeouts to 31 walks. Schlesinger has impressed in 2025. He's 22 years of age, could be a guy that you could see breaking into that top 30 next year for Cleveland, depending on how their draft picks fall, because he's been pretty impressive this season. Whenever you see a lefty with good strikeout stuff who can run the fastball up there into the mid-90s and has proven himself at least the single-A level, maybe he'll get a taste of high-A ball before 2025 is over. Only time will tell. That can be the recipe for what would be a favorable prospect ranking. He'll be up against Ben Hansen, the right-hander from BYU. He pitched against Lynchburg on July 4th, going 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run. It came on a solo shot from Bennett Thompson. 2 strikeouts, 1 walks. He was very solid in that outing. But that'll do it for me here on the pregame show. Jason Prill will be the first voice to greet you when we come back just moments before first pitch. Don't go anywhere. Hillcats baseball is coming your way next.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat Strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
The road from Lynchburg to Cleveland is simple. A short drive west, followed by a straight shot north up I-77, delivers right to Progressive Field. But the roads themselves serve as a metaphor for the road traveled by every ballplayer. Though the trip appears straightforward, it is filled with twists and turns and hills and valleys.
Pops it up, makes the grab in foul ground, and that's all she wrote.
The roads are rough. They are uneven, marred by the wear and tear of the year. They may be slick, unkept, old, or damaged. They may cause you to stop, turn around, or contemplate your decisions.
The throw coming in! It is! Oh, in time!
They demand a cost, one in which every person or player must pay. You pass signs for Lake County, Akron, and Columbus. But the journey makes the destination that much sweeter.
And they have climbed all the way back! The Cardiac Cats strike again!
Regardless of the route it takes to get there, the road to Cleveland starts in Lynchburg.
That's jolted toward right field. Velasquez tosses his bat, and the ball tossed over the wall.
Line drive
right at the shortstop. They can double him up, and they do. They're coming home with it. Not in time. Wreck-It Ralphie.
The road to the show begins now.
First pitch, route, right field. Goodbye.
The pitch is in the zone for a called strike. Another good throw.
Did he get him? The hat trick for Logan Clark. Around third, the winning run. He will score! Churio, his Hillcat moment.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox continue on in this six-game series. Jason Prill, Connor Young with you on this beautiful Wednesday evening. The field is prepped and ready, and Rafe Schlesinger will toe the rubber for Lynchburg here this evening on the season. Schlesinger, 3-6 with a 3.67 ERA. In just under 74 innings of work, he struck out 74, an average of one per inning. And 31 walks on the season as well. He's only surrendered 70 hits, so he has kept the ball relatively off the field. His last outing, he went 4 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 7 strikeouts, and 3 walks as the 22-year-old Schlesinger will be on the bump for Lynchburg. Justin Gonzalez will lead things off for Salem as Schlesinger winds, kicks, and deals tonight's first pitch. As it's cut on and missed for strike one at exactly 6:31, 87 degrees and cloudy skies up above. As Slash has it lined back into the screen for strike two. Gonzalez batting .277, 2 home runs, 19 RBIs. As the 21-year-old out of Miami into his motion again, a late timeout granted by Gonzalez as Brianna Johnson, tonight's home plate umpire, willingly gave up the time despite Schlesinger being in his motion. Brandon Johnson behind the dish. Dylan Toomey, he's out in the field. Here's the two-strike pitch to Gonzalez. Missing downstairs. One ball, two strikes. Tough break for Schlesinger because that last pitch looked like it would have been a strike. The 1-2. Called strike three. Gonzalez gets the ring up as there's one down, and Connor, go ahead and take us to the defense for Lynchburg.
Espinola will be in left field, Cesarini in center, Caceres in right, Moreno at first, Mercedes at second, Melvin Francisca at short with Maharas at the hot corner, Logan Clark doing the catching here for Schlesinger.
Here's UL and Cespedes as he takes a little bit outside for ball one. Yesterday, Cespedes with a big two-run triple in the seventh inning, which at the time gave the Red Sox the lead. As the 1-0, just a little bit wide, two balls, no strikes. Cespedes batting 227, six home runs, 39 RBIs. The lefty into his motion, catches the inside part of the zone, 2-1. Cespedes, one of the top prospects in the Red Sox organization, lines it back 2-2. He's out of Azua, Dominican Republic. Donning the number 13, digs his heels into the box. The 2-2 on its way from Schlesinger. A little bit in tight, full count as Cespedes sold it. Schlesinger making his 15th start of the season. The payoff pitch in a scoreless first inning. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Schlesinger. Picking up where he left off last week against Elmarva as Connor the lineup for Salem.
Justin Gonzalez leading off. UL and Cespedes batting second. Andrew Musette stepping in batting third. Antonio Uten behind him in the fourth spot. Endiaso Carr fifth. Starlin Nunez sixth. Jimenez seventh. Asensio eighth. And then Yoander Linares batting ninth for the Red Sox.
Here's Andrew Musette. First pitch from the lefty misses inside for ball one. Musette batting 257. Five homers, 34 ribbies last night. He doubled and scored in the fourth inning on a 1-for-5 night. Checks on a pitch outside. He held up and it's ball two. We had rain in the area earlier today. Damage the field. But they got it ready to go in time for first pitch. The 2-0 right in there. Two balls, one strike. Schlesinger works fastball, slider, kick change. A three-pitch arsenal for the lanky lefty. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. 2-2, a flat-footed approach from Musette as he got the kick change and was well out in front.
Around the plate, down the baselines, and just off first and third. Look like the dampest spots, but the grounds crew did a good job getting things ready to be played on time.
A 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to find center field as Schlesinger tried to kick save, but it skirts underneath his cleats. And there's one aboard with two down for Nathaniel Uten. This guy loves playing in Lynchburg. He's taken up rent all throughout the outfield, causing havoc and stress for Lynchburg every single time he comes to town. 270 hitter overall, fouls it away for strike one, but against Lynchburg, he's well above 350 in his playing career over the course of just over a season and a half with the Red Sox, closing in now on two full campaigns. Runner on first, the 0-1. Ground ball over towards second, gobbled up by Mercedes. He'll take his time, and that wraps up the frame. The two-out single does no damage. Lynchburg and Salem scoreless heading to the bottom of the first on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has eight locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Three, four, three, four.
Scoreless ball game, bottom of the first inning. Ben Hansen, a right-hander, will be on the bump for Salem this evening. 6'6", 210, 23 years old from Mountain View, California. He was drafted in the 20th round of the 2024 MLB draft out of BYU. And Connor, his numbers have not been impressive.
Yeah, he's struggled a bit so far this year. Right-handed batters holding a .391 average against him this season. Overall, he has a 1-4 record, 6.32 ERA. This is his 11th game started in 2025. He has pitched well, though, against Lynchburg, at least in his last time out against the Hillcats. On the 4th of July, he went 4 innings and a third, giving up 3 hits, just 1 run. That came on a solo shot from Bennett Thompson. He struck out 2. Besides that, though, Hansen has had a bit of a tough year in his first season with Salem.
Don't expect him to go very deep, as his season high is 65 pitches. As we get our first look at Unaker Caceres, he'll dig in from the left-hand side, and already a pitch clock violation will put Hansen down in the count, and Mousset immediately in the face of Brianna Johnson, trying to point at Caceres, saying that he was not facing the pitcher. We're back to action. Nevertheless, it's 1-0 on Caceres. First pitch swinging, fouled away. First strike, 1. Caceres, new to Lynchburg. He just got assigned on Monday afternoon, and he has skyrocketed up the top 30 rankings. He currently sits at 12th. The 0-1. Spit on one, down and away. 1-1, 1-1. 17 years of age. He was born August 15th, 2007. The Indians at the time were in the thick of a playoff chase. The 1-1. Down in the dirt. 2-1. Caceres hit really well down in the Complex League this season, as Hansen kicks and deals. Caught the corner and the count goes full. This year, he hit .289, .419, and .469 with his slugging percentage in the Complex League in 2025. The payoff pitch right into the glove of the catcher. And Caceres goes down swinging. Connor, go ahead and set the defense for Salem.
Daniel Ute will be in left, Asokar in center, Asensio in right. On the dirt, Jimenez at first, Yoelan Cespedes at second, Starlin Nunez at short, Linares at third, and Mousset behind the plate.
There's Welvin Francisca. Had a good night yesterday at the dish. Our right-handed Hansen misses upstairs for ball 1. Francisca, last evening, had 2 hits, 2 runs scored as well, and 3 stolen bags. The 1-0 from Hansen. Out wide, 2 balls, no strikes. Francisca batting .245, a pair of homers, 41 ribbies. So OPS, though, below .650. That seems to be a common sentiment for this Lynchburg lineup. The 2-0 paints the corner, 2-1. Hitting has become a lost art for the Hillcats this season. They still put up runs at a premium, but they just have not been able to put the ball consistently in play. Grounded foul, 2-2. That's not to say that they're not putting the ball in play, but soft contact on the infield or lazy flyouts have been the norm. Francisca, who had high hopes coming into the season, has sputtered at times. The 2-2 offering. Breaking ball beauty. Right down Main Street, and Francisca goes down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hansen as Connor, the lineup for Lynchburg.
Nicker Caceres leading off. Welvin Francisca batting second. Bennett Thompson stepping in, DHing and batting third. Jeffrey Mercedes in the cleanup spot. Ryan Cesarini behind him. Luis Marejo batting sixth. Logan Clark seventh. Mahara's eighth. And Espinola ninth.
Here's Bennett Thompson. He just missed drilling one out yesterday in the first inning, as he takes upstairs for ball 1. The Oregon product batting .285, 2 homers, and 35 RBIs. His OPS, 765, the highest on the team. Off the handle of the bat, lazy fly to Uten in left field. That'll end the inning, so a 1-2-3 frame for Ben Hansen. As we remain scoreless toward the second on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Nil-nil our score in the top of the second inning. Rafe Schlesinger back out for a second inning of work. The left-hander, we mentioned it, 22 years old. He's 3-6 with a 3.67 ERA. And Connor, you have to imagine we might be looking at one of the final starts for Schlesinger in a Hillcats uniform.
Yeah, he certainly has earned a call-up, you'd have to imagine, sometime soon. Schlesinger's been really good. The strikeout stuff is there. He's shown command throughout his entirety of his stay in Lynchburg in 2025. You go back to that month of June, he pitched 23 and a third inning in that month, had an ERA under 1. He's looked solid so far in July as well. Can't say enough good things about Schlesinger and what he's meant to this rotation.
The left-hander kicks and fires to Endiaso Carr, who watches the strike go by on a slider 0-1.
Much as you'd be happy to see Schlesinger get that promotion, it would sting a bit getting closer to the playoffs here for the Hillcats.
The 0-1 off the end of the bat, first base side, strike two. It's that time of the year where difficult decisions have to be made. We're talking about the MLB trade deadline tomorrow. The MLB draft a few weeks ago, they all have to be assigned to a roster on August 5th. Swing and a miss, caught a piece of Logan Clark, who goes down in a heap, and he is in quite some pain. That caught him flush on the thigh, and out comes Yuko Ogata and Jordan Smith to check on the Hillcats catcher. And with difficult decisions come career-altering ones for guys like maybe Rafe Schlesinger, who could get the call up after the trade deadline. We'll have to see, though. Will Cleveland prioritize giving players a chance to make a postseason run or facing tougher competition? Each has their pros and cons. The 0-2 to Endiaso Carr is lined sharply foul as Logan Clark is all good.
Lake County's been playing some pretty good baseball lately. Call up to the captains could give Schlesinger both the playoff experience and the higher competition.
The 0-2 bounced in there. One ball, two strikes. It's almost a certainty that Lynchburg is going to look a little bit different over the next week or so.
Yeah.
This is speculation season. We're going off nothing, but the eyeball test, the 1-2. Beautiful pitch right down the heart of Main Street. And a strikeout looking. Third strikeout for Schlesinger. Number one is proud to sponsor Each Hill Cat Strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. Each Hill Cat's home strikeout. Number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. In step, Starlin Nunez. As Schlesinger deals out wide for ball one. But as we were saying, it's pretty safe to assume that some of the guys sitting in the dugout and in the bullpen at this current moment will not be here come September. So that's inside for ball two. Nunez batting .253, 7 homers, 40 RBIs. Some guys will get the call-up. Other guys, unfortunately, may get the hook. That's the tough part about this time of the season. Guys are playing every day as if it's their last. Popped out of play, 2-1, as Nunez fights it off. With draftees having to be assigned within the next week, makes for some tough conversations as that's fouled back, 2-2. But all signs point to Schlesinger being one of those guys called up. I'd like to see him, if he's going to remain as a starting pitcher, tack on a fourth pitch.
Yeah, I agree.
The 2-2. Fouled back into the netting. And Nunez continues to battle.
Seems like everyone these days is adding a cutter. Maybe a sinker. It's very rare to see a starting pitcher with just one fastball in 2025, at least at the upper levels of the minors into the majors.
And that'll come. He's still got plenty of time to develop. But right now, I would say he argues more as a reliever, as that is golfed but foul by Nunez. He had a home run last night, his seventh of the season, was out in front of that changeup. Here's the 2-2 offering from Schlesinger. That one much better, a slider on the outside corner, and Nunez got a piece of it for the fourth strikeout for Rafe Schlesinger, and he's only retired five batters. What a great start for the southpaw.
Mentioned it already, he had seven strikeouts against Delmarva in his last outing. He did allow some runs to cross, two earned runs charged to Schlesinger in that outing, but the strikeout stuff is certainly there for Schlesinger lately.
Frederick Jimenez grounds it over towards short as Francisco with a long throw to get him will end the inning 1-2-3. A good inning for Schlesinger as he surpasses 30 pitches, but we remain scoreless heading to the bottom of the second on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
No score, bottom of the second inning. Jason Prill, Connor Young in this Wednesday evening. Logan Thomas was throwing out tonight's first pitch. If you recognize that name, you're probably an NFL fan. Former tight end of the Washington football team, formerly Redskins, currently Commanders. He's now a local high school football coach at Brookville High School, his alma mater, as he's returned back to the Hill City after a pretty respectable playing career and stopped by the ballpark tonight to throw out the first pitch. He looked to be in pretty good shape, but don't worry, he's not switching over to baseball anytime soon. His first pitch went all the way to the backstop. Jeffrey Mercedes chops it foul for strike one. He had a really solid night yesterday, but go ahead, Connor.
I only asked this because I saw it today and I was shocked. Do you know which season, or what was the final year of Thomas's playing career in the NFL?
The 0-1. A little bit high, one ball, one strike. My mind wants to say 2019, but I don't know if that's right.
He was on a roster last year.
Really?
In 2024, yeah.
Wow.
I don't think he made it into a game, but still.
The 1-1. Line back above the netting, strike two. He was one of those guys that was dealt a bad hand with injuries.
Yeah.
I was a big Logan Thomas guy in fantasy because when he was healthy, I mean, he was putting up ridiculous numbers out of the tight end spot. The 1-2 offering. And Mercedes waves at it well outside. Third strikeout for Hanson, and Ryan Cesarini will step in. But Logan Thomas, he's one of those what-if type players.
Yeah.
What could he have been if he had stayed healthy? And you can also reframe that question a little bit of what could he have been if he had been with a different organization? Washington, during his tenure, was riding the struggle bus. As that catches the corner for strike one to Ryan Cesarini.
Or even more so, if he had just started playing tight end from the beginning of his career, the first 3-4 years of his career, he was a quarterback.
Out wide, one ball, one strike. We found his niche at tight end.
Yeah.
And it worked out for him, but injuries plagued him. We're glad to have him at the ballpark this evening. Had Juan Thornhill 2 years ago, the 1-1. In tight, two balls, one strike. Good football pedigree in this area. The Virginia State Champions, LCA Bulldogs, just across town. EC Glass and Heritage always put up very talented football teams. The 2-1. Cesarini caught a floater, and it's lined back above the netting, 2-2. And obviously, Logan Thomas. Attended Brookville. Here's the 2-2 offering from Ben Hanson. Tipped into the glove, and there's two down. Fourth strikeout for Hanson. He has been untouchable to this point in time. He already is at a tie for a career high. Only four strikeouts, and we're two outs into the second inning of a scoreless ball game. Here's Luis Morejo. Righty-righty matchup. Hanson kicks and deals. And the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. This is the Hanson that we saw on the 4th of July when he went 4 1/3, three hits, one run, one walk, and two strikeouts. Though the one home run was to Bennett Thompson. Morejo gets underneath it, skies it to center field. Watching it is Osso Carr. He'll make the grab, and the inning comes to a close. Another 1-2-3 frame sends us to a scoreless third. The Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
A little bit of a pitcher's duel through the first two innings. A combined total of 8 strikeouts through, what would that be, 12 outs recorded. Pretty insane for the first two frames as Rafe Schlesinger will come back out and score this ball game. Only one hit allowed, one base runner so far. That was a single from Andrew Mousset. Back in the first inning, it'll be Yosander Asensio and Yoander Linares to round out the bottom of the Red Sox order before flipping it up top with Justin Gonzalez, who struck out looking to open up the ball game. Rafe Schlesinger already with 4 strikeouts to his name. Had 7 a couple days ago, as this first pitch is lined back into the screen for strike one. Schlesinger, his season high for strikeouts is 8, which came against Carolina in a historic series, when you think about it. The 0-1 swung on and missed below the zone, strike 2. How's the series? Lynchburg swept the Mudcats to clinch their spot in the Carolina League postseason.
Got to give credit to Carolina. They bounced back here in the second half. You could think that could be a crushing defeat that just plummets your season, but no.
In the dirt, 1-2. They've done a good job of weathering that storm. Took a couple games into the All-Star break, into the second half. It's the 1-2. Beautiful slider backdoors him, and Asensio goes down looking. 5th strikeout for Schlesinger as Yoander Linares will dig in. Carolina, they're pacing the Carolina League North. Not too far behind is Fredericksburg. They're still right in the mix, 3.5 games back. But the Mudcats, 20-9 in the second half. Linares fouls it away right toward the Hillcats dugout for strike 1.
They've been just about as good here in the early part of the second half as they were in the early stages of the first half.
The 0-1 in tight, 1-1. Carolina, they started out the 2025 campaign at a torrid pace.
Yeah.
Nobody was going to catch them. Down and away, 2-1, until they had a couple call-ups. Some key pitchers were lost, some veteran bats, and then you were left with a bunch of 18- and 19-year-olds who just kind of lost and flamed out. Swing and a miss, 2-2 from Linares. And it was that part of the year, we always talk about it every season, June and July, that's where the high school and college kids tend to start flaming out. Swing and a miss, 6th for Schlesinger through 1 trip in the order. Wow. We head to the top of the order with 2 down in a scoreless 3rd inning. Schlesinger, not one of those guys who's flamed out. He's kicking them all cylinders. First pitch to Gonzalez is a bit inside for 1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Schlesinger out of Miami. Down and in, 2-0. By way of the Northeast, Schlesinger was born and raised in Stony Brook, New York, and another one catches a piece of Logan Clark, and it's 2-1. He's taking a beating through first nearly 3 innings behind the dish.
Schlesinger's looked so good early in this game, first time through the lineup, but with the top of the order coming back up second time through, got to be even more careful than you were the first time.
The 2-1, backdoor slider just a little bit wide, 3-0, and this is a dangerous count for a dangerous hitter. Gonzalez does not have the home run numbers to this point. Only 2. But he is batting .276. He's got some pop in that bat. 3-1. Breaking ball, full count. Another good slider. That's his go-to pitch tonight. And it's been excellent. Bases empty, 2 down. Payoff pitch up coming to Justin Gonzalez. Here it is. Little dribbler over toward third, charging is Maharas. He'll take his time, and on the run, retire Gonzalez. We play on in a scoreless ball game. Schlesinger, 6 through 3 innings. We head to the bottom of the 3rd on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
The Salem Red Sox come to town July 29th through August 3rd, and the Lynchburg Hillcats are bringing fun for every age. On Friday, make sure to get to the gates early as we'll have another special giveaway for you. Saturday will feature our Military Appreciation Night with post-game fireworks. Then on Sunday, bring the kids for a meet and greet with everyone's favorite healer, Bluey. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Bottom of the third inning, and the lights have been turned on at the ballpark. And to take you behind the scenes of minor league baseball, Jordan Smith was pulled aside by Dylan Toomey, the infield umpire, in between innings. After their conversation broke up, Jordan Smith came over toward our direction, waved into our box, and said, "Lights, lights." So then I then ran out, found our general manager, asked for the lights to be turned on, and here we go. First pitch grounded up the middle by Logan Clark as he finds center field. A good hit for him as Lynchburg gets a hit on the board in the scoreless third inning.
Well, that's second straight game for Logan Clark where he's broken up a no-hitter. This one not in a dangerous part of the game to do so, but against Delmarva it was. He was Lynchburg's lone hit against the Shorebirds on Saturday, and he starts off his next start here this Wednesday evening with a base hit as well.
Well, so far there's nothing to tell me that the lights being off in the first two innings were what were keeping the Hillcats out of the hit column. Let's see if Nykel Mahares can continue the trend. First pitch out wide for ball one from Ben Hansen. That's minor league baseball for you. You never know who's going to be tasked with keeping the lights on. Runner on first, nobody out. Ground ball over towards short. Nunez will try to race Clark to the bag, and then he'll flip on to first. A 6-3 double play will clear the base paths for Christopher Espinola. So just as quickly as Lynchburg got one aboard, he exits stage left. Christopher Espinola. Last time we saw him, he had a solo home run over the right field wall. Just kept carrying out of here. His average is at 168. He does have 17 RBIs as he watches one outside for ball one.
Tough road trip for Espinola. Went 0 for 10 since leaving Lynchburg.
The 1-0. Sharply hit toward first, but on a couple hops, Jimenez will backhand it and race Espinola to the bag himself. And the inning is over. Wasn't clean, but Hansen gets out of it quickly. The end of the fourth, still scoreless on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
It's time to pause for a check of our Carolina League scoreboard. Now, back to the stadium.
Scoreless through three here at the Bank of the James Stadium as we take a look around the rest of the Carolina League. Hickory and Fayetteville are in the bottom of the second inning at Segra Stadium. No score yet between those two clubs. Delmarva and Kannapolis in cross-division action. Also scoreless. They're just getting going in the top of the first inning. Carolina and Augusta also scoreless in the first as it's Caminiti versus Smith, the pitching duel at SRP Park. Myrtle Beach and Charleston, a rivalry series, as Myrtle Beach took game one last night. That's scoreless as well, just starting in the top of the first. Fredericksburg and Columbia the same. No score from Segra Park. Also scoreless here in Lynchburg, as Rafe Schlesinger has looked phenomenal early in this game through his first three innings. He has six strikeouts, only allowed one hit, no walks. Yoelan Cespedes was strikeout victim number two in his first at-bat. Pitched to him and is swung on and missed, a big rip for the right-handed hitting second baseman. Swung through a slider from Schlesinger, the lefty. Hands melt tie, delivers the 0-1. Cespedes again swings and rockets one foul on the ground down the third baseline. 0-2 on the Red Sox top prospect. When we last saw Salem early in July, Cespedes was ranked a bit higher in the top 30 for the Boston Red Sox organization by MLB Pipeline. He's slid a bit since then. The 0-2 from Schlesinger. Swung on and missed. Cespedes tried to hold it back, but to no avail. And that is now 7 strikeouts for Rafe Schlesinger.
Wow. Schlesinger, I don't think we've seen him more locked in. 7 strikeouts through 3 1/3. Unbelievable pace. And he's a strikeout away from matching a career professional high.
Andrew Musette will step in. The right-hander awaits the first pitch and pops one into center field. Hit pretty deep, but playable as it moves to right field now and handled by Caceres for the second out of the inning. Musette goes down on one pitch. For Schlesinger, that's now 14 strikeouts across his last 2 outings. And against Delmarva, he went 4 1/3 before exiting the ballgame. He already has surpassed that amount here tonight. Nathaniel Uten, lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch to him is right down the heart of the plate for strike one. Fastball to set the tone for Schlesinger. 2 down, no score here in the top of the 4th.
I will add he has struck out 9 4 separate times, all in college. Once against Texas in 2023.
The 0-1 again. Right down the heart of the plate. Uten watching all the way. That one humming in at 94 miles an hour for Schlesinger.
And then in 2024 against NJIT, Florida, and BYU.
0-2 count. Schlesinger kicks and fires. Uten will swing and send one the other way softly on the ground. It'll get past Mahara's at third for a base knock. Softly hit by Uten. But with Mahara's playing shifted over towards shortstop, playing Uten to pull, opened up a hole, and of course, Nathaniel Uten found it.
He did the same thing yesterday for one of his 2 base hits where he just shot it the other way, and that's what's made him so good against Lynchburg is they consistently play him into a shift, and he's been able to shoot it the other way.
12-game hit streak now for Uten. First pitch strike to Endiaso Carr. Fastball on the outside corner from Schlesinger. He'll work from the stretch now. Hasn't had to do that too often here this evening. Hands belt tie. He lets it fly. It's way outside. A slider that's stopped by Logan Clark. 1-1 to Asokar. Asokar went 1-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout last night. He's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Pitch number 55 from Schlesinger. Swung on and missed. Asokar way behind a fastball. He shakes his head in disgust. That was a gift from the right-handed hitter to offer out a fastball low in the dirt, a worm burner. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and sent upstairs, fouled off by Asokar, batting 209, 4 home runs, 18 RBIs on the season. 1 on here for Salem. We're scoreless in the top of the 4th with 2 down. Schlesinger in search of strikeout number 8, which would tie a professional career high. The 1-2 pitch is waved at. Asokar blown by with a fastball as Schlesinger has picked up his 8th strikeout and counting. Boy, he's locked in. Lynchburg looks to find the first run of the ball game in the bottom of the 4th inning coming up next.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings. Here's Connor Young.
No score as we head to the home half of the fourth inning here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Connor Young, Jason Prill with you. As Unaker Caceres will step in to face Ben Hansen, the right-hander. Came into this outing with his numbers in a poor spot. 1-4 record, 6.32 ERA. But the numbers haven't fit the performance, what we've seen from the BYU product. He has 4 strikeouts of his own coming into this inning. Righty on lefty matchup. Hansen at the belt, fires. Caceres slaps one foul, 0-1. On the 17-year-old from Venezuela. Not too often you see a 17-year-old make their single-A debut. But Caceres forced Cleveland's hand. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. Good take from Caceres. He was just simply playing too well. One and one count. Hansen collects and delivers. Caceres lines one in the hole on the left side. His first base hit at the affiliated level gets Lynchburg going here in the bottom of the fourth.
It's a nice piece of hitting for Caceres as he just shot it the other way. He got something hanging up in the zone. And even though he's a guy with some pop, he didn't try to do too much. And that's why his swing and his hit tool are such highly rated parts of his game, because he can use all parts of the field.
He slashed .289 on the average, .419 on the on-base percentage, .469 slugging in Arizona this season. Welvin Francisco will step in. The switch hitter will bat left-handed against the right-handed Hansen. And flare one just on the grass past shortstop, but gloved by Nunez. First pitch swinging on a broken bat lineout for Francisco. Will bring up Bennett Thompson with one down and one on.
Not a bad approach from Welvin Francisco. He had a pitch he thought he could rip and just caught him in an awkward part of the bat. Would have liked to have seen him beat that into the ground to try and hustle one out, because with both those guys on the base paths, it was going to be hard to turn two. Probably could have had one person in scoring position.
We're scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth. One down as Caceres will get back, but not in time. Really sharp pickoff move by Ben Hansen. Catches the teenager napping at first base. Now there's two down for Bennett Thompson.
Well, you'll learn. He'll pick it up quickly. That's his first taste of a single-A pickoff move, and a little bit different than what you might see in Arizona. That came in pretty quick from the 23-year-old.
Righty on righty matchup. Hansen kicks and fires the first pitch to Thompson. Thompson takes a fastball outside. Thompson, 2 home runs on the year. One of them came against Ben Hansen on July 4th. It was the only run Lynchburg scored against the right-hander from BYU on that occasion. The 1-0. Swung on. Cue shot to second. Fielded by Cespedes, and he will throw across in time to get Thompson. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Hansen despite the leadoff single. He wiggles free from the damage and keeps us scoreless heading into the fifth here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit HomesteadCreameryInc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
We've got an old-fashioned pitcher's duel on our hands here at the Bank of the James Stadium. We're scoreless through four. Rafe Schlesinger on the bump for Lynchburg. The southpaw has been incredible. Already, he's tied a professional career high with 8 strikeouts. And he's just getting going here in the fifth inning. He'll face Starlin Nunez, the shortstop for Salem. Start us off, and Nunez will swing at the first pitch and deposit it into deep left field. He'll round first, head for second, and pick up his 27th extra base hit of the season. That's good for tied for fifth with his teammate Yoelan Cespedes in the Carolina League. That's also his 121st total base, which is also ranking in the top 10 of the Carolina League. He's been an extra base hit machine for Salem this year. And he starts them off with a runner in scoring position to jolt this Salem offense back to life.
Had a home run yesterday and now a double.
Frederick Jimenez will take a fastball just off the inside corner. Schlesinger looked to pick away at the inside part of the plate. Lefty-righty matchup. Schlesinger, again, working for the stretch for one of the few times today, will blow a fastball past Jimenez as he just got a piece of it. Did the first baseman, tipped it back into the glove of Logan Clark. 1-1, the count evens. First runner in scoring position for Salem today. First runner in scoring position for either team so far this evening. Schlesinger, at the belt, delivers. Just a bit outside. Another fastball, just missed the mark, 2-1. Jimenez ended the top of the second with a ground out to the shortstop, Welvin Francisca, in his last at-bat, batting under the Mendoza line at 184. He'll wave at a good changeup from Schlesinger. 2-2, runner in scoring position at second base, 3 hits for Salem, 2 for Lynchburg, no score for either team. Schlesinger already with 8 strikeouts, 1 strike away from number 9. Here it comes. Grounded to short. Francisca moving to his right. Corrals and throws in time to get Jimenez. Staying at second is Nunez. One down in the inning. Yosander Asensio set to bat. Behind him, Yoander Linares. Yosander and Yoander batting 8-9 for the Red Sox today.
We definitely won't mess that up once or twice tonight.
Asensio struck out in his last plate appearance. Another right-hander faced the lefty Schlesinger. His first pitch crowds Asensio, brushes him back. Looks like the slider, hoping to locate it on the back foot of Asensio. Instead, almost hit him in the front thigh. The 1-0 outside, a heater that misses. 2-0 good hitters count for the 8-man in the order for the Red Sox. Salem has been a tough team to beat on Wednesdays, the 2-0. And Logan Clark will throw down to second. Mercedes will stop it. Starlin Nunez back to the bag without a problem. 3-0 the count. First time that Schlesinger's been down on the count to this degree. Or excuse me, it's 2-1 rather on Asensio. The Sox boast an 11-5 record on Wednesdays this season. It's the only day of the week where they have a winning record. 2-2. Fastball hummed in on the outside corner. Even the count at 2 apiece. Their 11 Wednesday wins is the leader in all of single-A baseball as Asensio goes down swinging. Excuse me, just fouls it off Logan Clark. Just was able to get a piece of it, and Logan Clark is having a tough day behind the plate. Like that clipped him in a sensitive spot, and it's the second time in this game already where he's had to take a little bit of extra time. Count will stay put at 2-2.
Reminds you why you don't want to be a catcher.
Yep.
You can tell this one's really eating at him, and I think you're right. I think it caught him in a sensitive spot. So easy to just be caught off guard.
Especially when it's just a last-second glancing foul tip. Asensio barely got a piece of that, and it caught Logan Clark flush. 2-2. One down in the inning. Runner in scoring position here for Salem. Those have been hard to come by today. It's the first time either team has had a duck on the pond. No score between the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Good pickoff move. Almost had Nunez. The pitch. Way inside. It gets past Clark. It'll roll to the backstop. 3-2 on Asensio. And now the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away with one out.
Making it more difficult than it needs to be. It's a tough pitch. And Logan Clark, who's had to put his body on the line already in this inning and a lot this afternoon. Tough to put your body on the line for that one.
Full count. Here on Yosander Asensio. Payoff pitch. Just missed outside. Not a bad spot at all for Rafe Schlesinger. Tough to do anything with if you're a hitter, and it's right around the black. It's his first walk issued. Runners at the corners now for the nine hitter with one out in the inning. Not the worst outcome here for Lynchburg. But if you're Salem, you could very well try a first and third play. Sure, that's going to be part of the conversation that pitching coach Shane McCarthy will have on the bump.
And now you have to start asking your question of what's the pitch count for Schlesinger? He's at 71 pitches. He has not gone more than 80 in an outing this season, and that came about a month ago on June 27th against Charleston. So it's been a little while since he's gone that far. Last outing, he was at 76. This could be his final frame most likely, but can he get through this inning despite having the 8 strikeouts?
That can be the trouble with a high strikeout count, especially in the minor leagues. Eats up a lot of pitches. Tell you what, they can find a way to get out of this inning before turning it back over to the top of the order. Feels like it would be quite the momentum shift in the favor of Lynchburg. And I think the last thing you want is facing Justin Gonzalez with a runner in scoring position in a game like this. One down, runners on the corners. First pitch to Linares, way upstairs and outside, 1-0. Schlesinger, there's been a clear difference in this inning compared to his previous four times out there this evening. The 1-0, we'll wait as he throws over to first. His command was picture perfect earlier in this ballgame. Might be a little rattled. Control might be a little bit harder to tame when working from the stretch. Who knows? The 1-0. Called a strike. Fastball on the inside half. 1-1, one down. Runners on the corners here for Salem. We're scoreless in Lynchburg. Red Sox took game one of the series just one night ago. Pitch is swung on and missed. Good changeup that just hit under the bat of Linares. Late break on that off-speed pitch. Had him out in front. 1-2. Here on the nine hitter. 0-1 today with a strikeout. The lefty, Schlesinger, collects and deals. The pitch is sent up the middle. Could be a double play ball. Mercedes will take it himself, tag the bag, and the inning is over. Schlesinger gets out of it as he continues his stellar day on the bump. We're scoreless through 4.5 here in Lynchburg. We'll head to the home half of the fifth inning coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Number One today by visiting memberonefca.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's memberonefca.com, insured by NCUA.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Jeffrey Mercedes, Ryan Cesarini, Luis Marejo. Middle of the order due up for Lynchburg 4-5-6 in a scoreless game. We head into Hillcats half of the fifth inning here in the Hill City. Ben Anson has had Lynchburg's number. Starting pitcher who came into today with an ERA over 6 has completely neutralized Lynchburg. He has 4 strikeouts under his belt, only given up 2 base hits, and both times Lynchburg was not able to stick around the base pass for long. Logan Clark singled in the third. He was doubled up in the next at-bat. And then Caceres led off the fourth with a single. He was picked off shortly thereafter. First pitch to Mercedes is taken just off the outside corner for ball one. That's the fastball from Anson. Sits in the high 80s. Sometimes will work up to 90. Righty-lefty matchup. Pitch to Mercedes is swung on, and he loses the bat again. That's the second time in this young series that Mercedes has flung the bat out of his hands in his follow-through, and Ozzy Chavez, the manager for the Red Sox, has had to give him his bat back. The first time, last night, he helicoptered it into the Salem dugout, and it clattered against the back wall.
And neither time is he adding anything to help his grip.
1-1 here on Mercedes. Hansen from the windup delivers the pitch, and Mercedes gulps it. High in the sky, deep to right field, but well foul. That was a hanging curveball middle of the plate at 75 miles an hour. Mercedes has some pop. He has 3 home runs on the year. The 1-2 pitch is tipped back off the plate. Mercedes will stay alive as he fouls off a fastball in on his hands. Majority of his home runs came against Charleston. He homered in back-to-back games against the River Dogs. One of them was a grand slam. On that foul tip, Mercedes seems to have clipped his right hand. Not sure if the baseball got a piece of it after it bounced off the dirt and came back up and hit him, or if it was just a discomfort as he swung through the zone. But he's going to get tended to here by Yuko Okada, Jordan Smith. Now Gustavo Nava also will join in on the conversation.
It almost makes you wonder if that might be part of his grip problem with the bat. Maybe something happened while we were on the road, and when he came back, he just messed it up, twisted his wrist wrong, and he's lost a little bit of grip strength. You just never know.
He gets the go-ahead. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Mercedes swings and misses at a curveball, but just got a piece of it to stay alive. That curve, better executed by Hansen. One earlier in the at-bat was hung in the middle of the strike zone. This one ended up in the dirt. Mercedes was just able to get a piece of it. The 1-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. Mercedes gone on strikes after a high heater. Entrances in. It'll bring up Ryan Cesarini after strikeout number 5 for Ben Hansen, who's having his best start of his professional career. Cesarini led off in game 1 of this series. He went 1-for-5 with a strikeout. He's been hitting in that leadoff spot more routinely since Nick Mitchell was called up to Lake County. But with Unaker Caceres making his Hillcat debut in the leadoff spot, Cesarini may be forced to bat in the middle of the order more frequently as he did earlier in 2025. Regardless, Cesarini's been swinging it very well since the All-Star break. He's slashing a .318 average, .400 on base percentage, and a .455 slugging percentage for an OPS of .855 since the break. First pitch is swung on, bounced to second, as Cespedes will glove and throw Cesarini out for the second out of the inning. Two down for Luis Marejo, who is 0 for 5 so far on the series. Marejo came into this week on a 5-game hit streak. That was snapped yesterday. Ready on righty matchup. Hansen kicks, fires, and Marejo will tap it up the middle, but fielded by the second baseman Cespedes. 1-2-3 inning for Ben Hansen. That's all he's dealt so far. Through 5 innings, he has faced the minimum. We're tied at 0 apiece heading into the 6th here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. A new pitcher heading out for Lynchburg. We'll meet him when we come back.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Five innings are in the books, which means it's time to look at our in-game recap. Now, back to the Bank of the James Stadium.
We're scoreless here in Lynchburg in game 2 of 6 between two in-state Commonwealth rivals and the Hillcats and the Red Sox. We'll start the in-game recap by taking a look at the final numbers on Ray Schlesinger. He was fantastic today. Earlier in the broadcast, Jason, you said this might be the last start we see from Rafe in the Hill City. Certainly made a good argument for it. He goes 5 innings, striking out 8, giving up 3 hits, and walking 1. That's it. Been a pitcher's duel, because Ben Hansen on the other end has been just as good. First pitch to Justin Gonzalez is fouled off down the right field side. Connor Whitaker comes in to replace Schlesinger. We'll take a look at his numbers in just a moment. To continue with the recap, only been 5 hits in total. 3 for Salem, 2 for Lynchburg. The 0-1, low and outside, even the count at 1 apiece. Hansen, on the other end, has faced the minimum through 5. Lynchburg does have 2 base hits, but both of those base runners were retired on the base paths. The 1-1 pitch from Whitaker is fouled off by Gonzalez. He's late on a fastball from the Florida State product. That brings us to Connor Whitaker. Comes into the ball game here to start off the 6th inning. On the year, a 6-2 record, .248 ERA. This is his 28th appearance out of the bullpen. Pitch, just a bit low. Like a good slider from Whitaker. Not good enough for home plate umpire Brianna Johnson. Evens the count at 2 apiece to Justin Gonzalez, the designated hitter. Swings and rips one down the line. That's fair, and he'll get down for extra bases. It'll roll to the corner and kick off the right field wall, or left field wall, excuse me. And Gonzalez will pick up his second double of the series.
Nice piece of hitting. We've seen Salem have some success going down that third baseline and digging into that corner. That's something that Lynchburg, because of how many lefties they have in their lineup, they can't target that corner. And seems to be an area where they could possibly use some help, but for Salem, it's been a wide open door, and they have picked up a handful of doubles because of it.
I'll tell you what, if you're a prospect, Ted, someone that keeps tabs on the prospects in baseball, as Cespedes has a big rip and a miss at a slider from Connor Whitaker, keep your eye on Justin Gonzalez heading into 2026. That double off the bat, 107 miles an hour. And that's been routine, it feels like, for Gonzalez, at least when he's played against the Hillcats. The 0-1 is swung on and missed by Cespedes. He's all out of sorts here facing the right-hander, Whitaker. And for Gonzalez, it's a teenager putting up exit velocities like that. He's 18 years of age, 6'4", 210. Plenty of pop, obviously. But also, he's been getting on base at a high rate at the single-A level. Super impressive prospect. The only question mark I could see is maybe you're wondering where you're going to put him positionally. But besides that,
for Guardians fans, a name might ring a bell, but Bradley Zimmer. He had a very similar, or has a very similar build to Bradley Zimmer. Now, if he can add some of that speed and maybe a little bit more of the pro potential.
1-2 popped up. He'll get out of play. 1-2 still.
But Zimmer, he tore his way through the minor leagues before making it to the majors, where he sputtered out. But if Gonzalez can maintain that momentum all the way through his major league debut, he's got a good shot to be something special.
Gonzalez is ranked 7 right now. The 1-2 is swung on and missed by Cespedes. Just got a piece of it, rather. I see no reason why he shouldn't break into the top 5 when it comes to the rankings next year. We're not even mentioning that his highest grade, according to MLB Pipeline, is his arm, which is a 70.
Well, we saw it.
Yep.
The last time that Salem was in town, he gunned out a runner from center field.
If you had to create a right fielder in a lab, it feels like you would come up with Justin Gonzalez.
Create a player and turn the sliders all the way up.
The 0-2 on Yoelan Cespedes from Connor Whitaker. Here it comes. Cespedes flails at a good slider as Whitaker retires the first batter in the sixth inning via the strikeout. For Lynchburg pitchers, that's strikeout number 9 as a staff.
And Cespedes is having a day he'd like to forget at the plate. 3 strikeouts through 3 at-bats. And he has not looked comfortable at the dish in either of them. And he's getting frustrated with himself, pounding the side of his helmet. He had a similar series against Lynchburg the last time they were in town. Just not really living up to the hype of what we expected from Cespedes.
Righty-righty matchup as Andrew Musette will swing through a first pitch. Fastball low in the zone. 0-1, one down. Justin Gonzalez leading off second base. He started us in the sixth inning with a double. 4 hits for Salem, 2 for Lynchburg. Whitaker in his first inning of work. Hands chest high. Let's see. 0-1 actually holds it, rather, and looks over at Gonzalez at second. Musette, another teenager on this Salem roster. They're a very young team, especially when it comes to the position players. The 0-1 just got a piece of it. Quickly 0-2 on the catcher for the Sox today. Musette will call time. In front of an 0-2 count. Whitaker has been one of Lynchburg's most reliable relievers this season. Probably their most reliable arm now that Xavier Martinez has been called up to Lake County. Those two were neck and neck. The 0-2 just missed outside. Firm fastball sitting at 90, flirting with the outside edge. Doesn't get the call. Been a bit of a smaller strike zone today, favoring the hitters, although you wouldn't know it by the scoreline. The 1-2 pitch is fought off foul. Whitaker, sinker, four-seamer, changeup, slider. Played his college ball at Florida State. Closed out the game to send Florida State to the College World Series. The 1-2. Self-defense swing, and that could go fair. Whitaker will cut it off and go to first himself on an awkward play, but kudos to Whitaker. He got off the mound and got out and got the ball in time before it trickled foul, went to the bag himself, and retires Musette.
It's a heads-up play by the pitcher. Whitaker just hopping off the mound, realizing that was trending foul, but that Musette never even left the batter's box. He hustled over, and instead of trying to flip it, he just scooped it and carried it all the way over toward first base himself to retire the batter, but now Gonzalez 90 feet away.
Righty-lefty matchup for Nathaniel Uten. The first pitch upstairs. Fastball brushes Uten back. Uten 1-for-2 today, already increasing his hit streak to 12 straight games. He had a seeing eye single down the third base line in his last at bat. 1-0 is swung on and trickled foul. Even to count it, one apiece, two down. Gonzalez 90 feet away. Uten will need a base knock, or at least to get aboard, to score the leadoff man in Gonzalez. Whitaker in his first inning of work. Mahara is the third baseman, still playing shaded to the right side, pulling Uten to pull. This will be lifted into left field. Should be catchable for Espinola. Shy of the track, he makes the grab to end the inning, and we are still scoreless. We'll head to the home half of the sixth, coming up next on the Lynchburg Homecast Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The Salem Red Sox come to town July 29th through August 3rd, and the Lynchburg Hillcats are bringing fun for every age. On Friday, make sure to get to the gates early, as we'll have another special giveaway for you. Saturday will feature our Military Appreciation Night with post-game fireworks. Then on Sunday, bring the kids for a meet-and-greet with everyone's favorite healer, Bluey. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
We're scoreless as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here in the Hill City. Ben Hansen still on the bump, ready for his sixth inning of work. Who could have predicted this coming into the ball game? He had an ERA above six coming into today, making his 13th start of the season. Coming into this outing, the longest he has gone was 4 innings and 2/3. That came against Charleston all the way back in May. He's already breezed past that limit and has looked untouchable so far this evening. Logan Clark, just one of two Hillcats who have a base hit against him. Hansen, despite allowing the two hits, has faced the minimum through 5 innings. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Clark is just off the outside corner for ball one. Clark, 1-for-1 today. Got the day off yesterday, but he went 1-for-3 on Saturday against Delmarva. The 1-0, a curveball that's flared foul down the right field side.
Ooh, that had some spin on it that almost brought it back into fair territory.
It tried to fight its way fair, and it did cross the line, heading back into fair territory, but I believe it was past the first base bag when it did so. But it was close. 1-1 here on Clark. Hansen delivers. Clark lays off a slider outside the zone. Hansen coming into this start. Right-handed batters were hitting 391 against him. The 2-1 pitch is swung on just a bit late as it's fouled into concourse on the right side. 2-2 the count goes. Clark, one of the few right-handed hitters in this Lynchburg lineup. A lot of lefties, a lot of switch hitters. One of the few Hillcats with some success against Hansen today. The 2-2 is swung on, grounded slowly to third. handled by Linares. He'll throw across the diamond, but it pulls Jimenez off the bag in the process. Ball was dribbled softly enough to make it a tough play for Linares. He had to throw on the go, and it pulled Jimenez off the bag. That could easily be the second base hit of the day for Logan Clark. Let's see what they rule.
I think Linares just forgot how much time he had, and that's part of growing up and maturing as a defender is understanding who's running the bases. Logan Clark, he's not a speedster, he's not slow, but you could have taken your time and made a strong, accurate throw right to the chest of Jimenez, but instead the throw goes offline and Lynchburg has the leadoff runner aboard.
They will give him a single as Maharas will see the first pitch missed outside for ball one. So it's a multi-hit day for Logan Clark. Now here comes the tough part for Lynchburg. They've had base runners sparingly throughout the game, but they haven't been able to move them over with any luck. Maharas will swing in a good changeup from Hansen and come up with air, 1-1. Clark, last time reaching in the third, was quickly doubled up on a ground ball hit to short by Yaikel Maharas. The 1-1. Looping curveball that steals a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Maharas looking to avoid the twin killer here. And then Caceres, who singled in the fourth to lead off the inning, was picked off shortly thereafter. Maharas will call time ahead of the pitch. 1-2 the count on the left-handed hitting third baseman. The right-hander Hansen has made 50 pitches today. His 51st is swung on and missed. Maharas couldn't keep up with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. High in the zone. Strikeout number 6 for Hansen. It'll bring up Christopher Espinola.
It's really impressive how Hansen's been able to keep his pitch count down. But Lynchburg, unlike yesterday, have been unable to work deep into counts and force long at-bats.
Espinola 0-for-1 today. Righty on lefty matchup. The pitch is swung on and lifted left side. It'll get foul. Espinola, a 167 hitter, one home run, 17 RBIs. Lynchburg would love to see some more production from the bottom of the order today. The 0-1, curveball, just a bit up. Especially after last night, where hitters 1 through 4 made up for 7 of the Hillcats' 9 hits, and Thompson and Mercedes, the 3 and 4 hitters, drove in all of their runs on Tuesday night. The 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. 1-2. Another off-speed pitch from Hansen. And Espinola a little antsy. It's good to see the top of the order do the majority of the heavy lifting offensively like they did last night, but you would love to see the middle and bottom of the order get involved as well. Espinola with a chance to do so here. The 1-2. Curveball in the dirt, 2-2. One down, Logan Clark leading off first. 3 hits for Lynchburg, 4 for Salem. Neither team has scored a run yet. Ben Hansen started the ball game. Still has the ball here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Already his longest start of his professional career. By far his best as well. His 2-2. Curveball didn't have the handle on it. Full count on Espinola. And Hansen is being pushed to a place he hasn't often found himself, at least in a Salem Red Sox jersey. Could be laboring. Payoff pitch to the 9-man. Expect Hansen to give Espinola something to hit. His pitch is a curveball that Espinola fouls off. It's a good spot for Hansen. It was trending towards the outside corner. Espinola was able to fight it off, maybe earn himself a fastball.
The late swing was a defensive swing, but he just got a piece of it to stay alive.
String is out on Espinola. Here's the pitch. Clark takes off. It's fisted into shallow center field and getting down. Clark will round and head for third, and Espinola sets the table for Unaker Caceres in the top of the order.
Aggressive base running from Lynchburg. Only one out, and they wanted to avoid the double play. that's a situation where it can cause you some trouble, especially on a floater like that, but it landed perfectly in between three Red Sox, and Lynchburg now with runners at the corners, only one out, and they are threatening.
Ozzie Chavez, the manager, heading out to the bump, and Yanaker Caceres will not face Ben Hansen. He'll go to the bullpen with runners on the corner and one down in the bottom of the sixth inning. No score yet. We'll meet the new arm for Salem when we come back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
The Salem Red Sox come to town July 29th through August 3rd, and the Lynchburg Hillcats are bringing fun for every age. On Friday, make sure to get to the gates early as we'll have another special giveaway for you. Saturday will feature our military appreciation night with post-game fireworks. Then on Sunday, bring the kids for a meet and greet with everyone's favorite healer, Bluey. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Right-hander Joe Bogatsky will enter the game for Salem to face the top of the order for Lynchburg with runners on the corner. One down in the scoreless ball game here in the Hill City. Bogatsky in his last outing went 1 2/3, gave up two hits on one earned run. That came against Charleston. On the year, he has a 1-4 record, a 4.78 ERA. He is making his 29th appearance of the season. All of those appearances have come out of the bullpen. He'll be facing Yanaker Caceres. It'll be a righty-lefty matchup. Caceres making his affiliated debut. The number 12 prospect in the Guardians organization, according to MLB Pipeline, is 1-for-2 today. First pitch to Caceres is swung on and missed. Bogatsky, 6 feet tall, 23 years of age, from Fairfax, Virginia, played his college ball at James Madison. Hands at the belt, he delivers, and Caceres lays off a fastball outside. Four-seamer, sweeper, changeup for Bogatsky, a three-pitch mix. The 1-1. Swung on, grounded up the middle, back into the glove of the pitcher Bogatsky. He'll head to the shortstop, and Lynchburg will be doubled up to end the inning. A twin killer will keep us scoreless through six. Jason Prill will lead us the rest of the way in a scoreless ball game here at the Bank of the James Stadium.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Top of the seventh inning, scoreless ball game, as it's been a pitcher's duel all evening. Jason Prill alongside Connor Young on this beautiful Wednesday night. Salem winning game number one yesterday, 6-4. Connor Whitaker on in relief of Rafe Schlesinger. He's still on the bump for his second inning of work. Despite allowing a leadoff double last inning, he was able to work quietly through the next three hitters as he'll face the middle part of the order. Andy Osokar, Starlin Nunez, and Frederick Jimenez, the three due up in this frame. Pittsburgh pitchers already with nine strikeouts of Red Sox hitters. So they have been sharp. Whitaker, the right-hander, into his motion. Fires a pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Florida State product. Another guy like Schlesinger who could be on the move very soon. The 0-1. Called a strike at the top of the zone, strike two. Came into today with a 2.48 ERA and a whip of 1.07. Those are some of the numbers that teams look at. The 0-2 in the dirt, bounced it in there. One ball, two strikes. He's also struck out 39 while walking only 14. He's 5-for-6 in save opportunities as well. So Whitaker, much like Schlesinger, they could be on the same train up to Ohio. Might hop on the Amtrak. The 1-2. Out wide, two balls, two strikes. Well, maybe not the Amtrak. The Amtrak would take you to Washington, D.C. first, and then you have to find your way all the way across to Ohio. It's going to add, actually, you might even have to go up to New York City first. The 2-2, flare shot, shallow right field. Giving way is Morejo to Mercedes, the second baseman, who makes the grab for out number two. And Starlin Nunez will step in. Nunez doubled in his last plate appearance, just shot it the other way down the left field line and found the corner. He's got one of the four hits tonight for Salem. Each team with an identical score line. Donuts all across the main box score as the pitch missed in tight for ball one. And then zeros for the runs, four hits each, and no errors for either team. Whitaker shakes off the sign, the 1-0. Line drive over the head of Morejo. That'll find the corner. And another extra base hit for Starlin Nunez. Caceres bobbles it in the corner. And the throw goes a little bit wide of second. And the second double of the afternoon for Starlin Nunez. That now gives him three extra base hits in two games. Four hits total as a second straight two-hit performance for the shortstop. He's a guy that has impressed me in the time we've seen him in Lynchburg. Wouldn't be shocked if his name starts popping up in some prospect rankings for the Red Sox. Here's Frederick Jimenez. First pitch upstairs for ball one. Jimenez, 0-for-2. He's grounded out to the shortstop each of his first two plate appearances. Whitaker pauses. Check second. Now he deals. Caught the outside corner with the off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. Jimenez was in this same spot in the fifth inning with Nunez on second base, and he was unable to move the runner over. The 1-1. He floats this one into right field, ranging over his Caceres. He'll glove it. The throw coming in late as the runner will tag and go to third as Jimenez does his job, as it'll be up to Yosander Asensio with two down in this scoreless seventh inning. Just surpassed the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Lynchburg and Salem, the battle of 460. The final rendition of this 2025 season. Go ahead, run 90 feet away, top of the seventh inning. As Asensio bats from the left-hand side. An 0-for-1 performance, walked in his last at-bat. Swinging away at strike one. Breaking ball down and in. Whitaker sinker, fastball, changeup, slider. Looked like the slider to me. Right-hander will pause at the letters and deal. Grounder over toward first. Morejo knocks it down and it gets through his legs. He didn't get his body in front of it and kind of backed away, and Salem will take a 1-0 advantage on the air by Marejo, and that's a backbreaker. In a game where the Hillcats have not been able to build any sort of offensive momentum, having an air with two down on what should have been an easy three unassisted, that could come back to bite Lynchburg, not just on the scoreboard, which it already has, but in the overall outcome of the ballgame. Johander Linares will swing away and foul it back for strike one. Feels like a big blow in a game that has been so clean and so sharp for so long. Marejo, for some reason, moved out from behind the baseball and then wasn't able to glove it. Linares watches it inside. 1-1. It's not how they teach you to approach it. They want you to keep your body in front and move with the baseball. But instead, Marejo tried to knock it straight to the ground. The 1-1 is into center field. It'll hang up for Cesarini, who makes the neck high grab, and the inning comes to a close. However, an air by Marejo allows Starlin Nunez to give the Red Sox a 1-0 lead. Stretch time in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Shut up and dance with me, blasting throughout the ballpark on a beautiful Wednesday evening. 1-0. The Red Sox out in front after the air from Luis Marejo. Melvin Francisca Thompson and Jeffrey Mercedes, the 3-2 up in the bottom of the seventh inning against Joe Vigansky. He made minimal pitches and got two outs in that last frame. As we can close the book on Ben Hansen, he went 5 1/3, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Joe Vigansky came on and retired Caceres on a 1-6-3 double play. Melvin Francisca leads things off as he fights it off foul for strike one. Caceres making his Lynchburg Hillcat debut. Full season affiliate debut as well. The 0-1 from Vigansky is flared over towards short. Leaping attempt by Nunez, and it'll find left field. Good piece of hitting by Melvin Francisca. He just shot it the other way. And that's what we saw when Francisca went on his tear at the end of May and through June. Just an easy piece of hitting as Bennett Thompson will step in. Lynchburg trailing it 1-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Thompson 0-2. Francisca takes his lead. Vigansky, for some reason, checks second and now throws to first. And almost had Francisca leaning.
Francisca stole 3 bases yesterday. Has 40 stolen bags and 81 games coming into today. Pretty impressive number. Seems like a good time to get him going here.
Bennett Thompson leans back for ball one. I just saw a replay of that Francisca swing, And I had flashbacks of Angel Hanau shooting it the other way. Just the way he approached that plate appearance showed you signs of Guardians number two overall prospect and why Francisca's highly touted. Thompson fires it back 1-1. Now Angel Hanau had a great career in a Hillcats uniform across three seasons and has quickly skyrocketed up the top 30 rankings. Now finds his spot in Akron. Could be in AAA Columbus sooner rather than later. 1-1 to Bennett Thompson. As he gets underneath it, shallow center field. Long run for Osokar. The second baseman, Cespedes, will squeeze it for out number one. As in steps Jeffrey Mercedes, an 0 for 2 day. See if Francisca tries to get a little bit aggressive and stay out of the double play. Lynchburg has hit into two of them already tonight.
Yeah, if I was Jordan Smith, I'd be itching to get him over to second base at least.
He holds here as Mercedes fights it off into the net for strike one.
Runs are clearly going to be hard to come by, especially for Lynchburg. Runners in scoring position have been tough to come up with for Lynchburg as well.
They had one in the sixth inning.
Yep.
And then they grounded into the double play to end the inning. The 0-1 from the Gatsky. Swing and a miss, strike two. Mercedes couldn't help himself at a changeup up in the zone. Francisca showing no inclination towards moving into scoring position. The 0-2. Throw over. Pagansky thinking what I am. And Francisca back in safely. Let's see if that gives him a runway. This is a team that has struggled throwing out base runners. Only 20%. The 0-2. Runner breaks. The pitch is up and away. A great pitch to throw down. Mousset's throw is online. And somehow they missed the tag! Francisca was ready to hop up and head back to the dugout, but instead, Dylan Toomey will have a long conversation with Starlin Nunez.
Maybe I missed it. He looked out by a mile to me. Hey, we'll take it.
Fourth stolen base of the series for Welvin Francisca. I think the conversation between Nunez and the Hillcat is just that. You know you were out. Pitch is lofted into very shallow right field. Another soft contact swing for Lynchburg. The right fielder Asensio will squeeze it, and there's two down. Well, leaves it up to Ryan Cesarini. Nunez still having a few chirps with Toomey, and I can't blame him.
Yeah.
From up here, I was getting ready to call him out.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the replay, Mac, just now. Maybe the fingertips got in before the tag, but I don't know.
It was an awkward slide from Francisca as
it
well.
Was.
I think he was expecting the throw to be more online. He was going to go for a swivel move.
Yeah, I think he was looking to dodge the tag.
But instead, the throw bounced in there and pulled Nunez's glove high above the bag, and he wasn't able to slap it down in time. So the first pitch misses out wide to Cesarini at 82 on a changeup for ball one.
Not going to get too many gifts like that. And with how well Salem's been pitching today, if you're Lynchburg, almost feels like it's mandatory to take advantage of it.
This is the guy you want at the plate if you're Lynchburg. He has been tearing it up post All-Star break. A throw behind the runner. And Nunez saves it from center field. Ryan Cesarini, since the All-Star break has finished up, he is 7 for 22. Over 300 on the batting average. The 1-0. A little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes.
Not to mention on the year, he is Lynchburg's best batter with runners in scoring position. If you look at his average, at least, well over 340.
Two down, one aboard. The 2-0 pitch misses down and in. Three balls, no strikes. And Salem may be unintentionally working around Cesarini to face Luis Morejo, but out goes Andrew Mousset to calm down Vigansky. was apparently bothered by that runner in scoring position.
Don't think it was the intention to tiptoe around Cesarini, but now that you're down 3-0, I probably would. Wouldn't give him anything too nice to swing at here.
With Lynchburg struggle at the plate, having a fresh count against a guy who does strike out more often than not, might not be a bad move for the Red Sox. Here's the 3-0 as Francisca continues to dance. And the pitch right at the knees, 3-1. A lot of changeups from Vigapski. Haven't seen the fastball very often. The right-hander out of JMU. About an hour and a half, 2 hours away from here. With the 3-1. Cesarini spit on it, called a strike outside corner. Another changeup. That one may be a sweeper, but it's got so little movement. The payoff pitch to Cesarini. Vigapski checks and deals. The runner breaks, and Cesarini protects on a pitch down and away. So Francisco will have to go back.
Good opportunity here for Lynchburg in a 3-2 count. Francisco will have the head start. He'll be traveling time at second right off the pitch. Cesarini can put something in play. Have to think Lynchburg's going to tie this thing up.
Salem scored their run in the top of the seventh inning. Lynchburg trying to match it in the bottom. Runner on second, the payoff pitch with two down. Francisca continuing to distract Vigapski. Here it comes. Cesarini underneath it. Into left field. Uten tracking it, watching it, and squeezing it to end the inning. Lynchburg gets their leadoff runner aboard, and they catch a break on a missed call by the umpire, but they cannot score. They trail it 1-0. We head to the eighth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We move to the eighth inning, 1-0. The Red Sox in front, top of the order, due up against Connor Whitaker, Justin Gonzalez, Yoelen Cespedes, and Andrew Muset will be the three to face the right-hander out of Florida State. Sarasota product. As Gonzalez will lean in. First pitch taking downstairs for ball one. Gonzalez, 1-for-3 on the day. In the designated hitter role this afternoon. The 1-0. Called a strike down and away. Gonzalez in visual frustration. Pounds the bat against the inside of his left foot. 1-1. Right-hander into his motion. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And Gonzalez frustratedly calls time. Don't know why he's so worked up over those last two pitches. That comes with youth. Only 18 years old. A 1-2 offering. Down and away. Missed it. 2-2. Whitaker, also an avid bowler. Once full to 260. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He hung one tantalizingly up above the belt. A great pitch from Whitaker. Gonzalez goes down swinging. And there's one away here in the eighth inning.
I assumed that Whitaker would be pitching today. That was in the ballpark at 11 a.m. And Connor Whitaker pulled up in the parking lot. The only player there showed up at the ballpark at 11 today.
In there for a called strike to Cespedes, 0-1. That is a grinder.
Yeah.
A baller. Guy who just wants to play baseball. The 0-1. In there for strike two, and Cespedes will have a word with the home plate umpire. He's down in the count 0-2. All these pitches appear to be strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Whitaker. As that brings the Hillcat total up to 11. There's two down in a 1-0 game in the top of the eighth inning. With Andrew Moussin at the dish. One of the few Red Sox without a strikeout tonight. Cespedes now with the golden sombrero. The infamous 4-strikeout performance. Righty-righty matchup. Whitaker pumps it in there at 90 miles an hour for strike one. And Moussette also sharing his displeasure. These have all been strikes according to our data points. The 0-1. Just a little bit wide. One ball, one strike.
We saw this from Salem last time they squared off with the Hillcats here at the Bank of the James Stadium. Very young team. They're emotive. They're going to let you know how they feel.
Ground ball over towards short. Francisco will play it behind the bag. It's second, a long throw to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 frame for Connor Whitaker. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Lynchburg trailing it 1-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 non-stop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Member One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Member One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Member One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom eight, 1-0. As Salem holding that slim lead, it'll be Marejo, Clark, and Mahares here in the frame. Jason Prill, Connor Young, reminding you that Homestead Creamery, the proud broadcast sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Learn more about their selection of ice cream, milk, and lemonade at homesteadcreameryinc.com. Luis Marejo, 0-2, will kick things off. Bottom of the eighth inning. As the bullpen gate is yet to close for Salem. Joe Vigansky remains on the bump. The Fairfax, Virginia native and JMU product. He was acquired with a trade from Pittsburgh back in December. Missed a little bit upstairs and inside to Marejo for ball one. He was originally drafted by the Blue Jays in 2023, but decided to wait a year. So that missed up and away 2-0, and was drafted again five rounds later by Pittsburgh in 2024. He was traded to Boston in December for Emmanuel Valdez. Here's the 2-0 from Legansky. Swing and a miss. 2-1.
A lot of trades buzzing around this evening.
It's that time of the year. Hug watch. One guy in the minor league system was traded while on second base. Marejo watches it inside. 3-1. Jesus Baez had to leave the game while standing on second base, and there was a lot of laughter as the pinch runner came in. The 3-1. Marejo with a big swing, full count.
Who was he playing with at the time?
The Cyclones. Brooklyn Cyclones.
Yeah. Makes sense. The Mets have been active, picking up some bullpen help.
They've acquired two relievers.
Yep.
Just today. Here's the payoff pitch to Marejo. Marejo's underneath it. He pops it up to second base. Cespedes, he's losing it and finds it at the last second. We're at number one. In steps Logan Clark. A two-hit performance for him, but I think the most impressive thing for me with Logan Clark tonight is that he remained in the game.
Yeah, he's still walking.
He took three shots behind the dish, each of them sending him sprawling on the ground. As Vigatsky into his motion, first pitch off his toe, right on cue. Man, if I had the game that Logan Clark was having right now, I'd be stepping into the batter's box like Courage the Cowardly Dog, just shaking in my boots. The 0-1. Missing down and away, one ball, one strike.
We're having Bluey night this weekend. When are we going to have Courage the Cowardly Dog night?
You know, I don't know.
I'd bring out a different crowd probably than Bluey.
Down and away, two balls, one strike. I'm not sure if anyone would even show up if it was Courage the Cowardly Dog night, because I don't think Courage would show up. He'd be a little bit too scared. A 2-1 to Clark, back into the screen, 2-2. This is back-to-back nights where we've had a conversation on cartoon dogs.
Yeah, well, a lot of material.
Like we said, there's no cats in cartoons other than the antagonist. As the right-handed Vigatsky paints the corner with a good 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and Clark goes down looking. Here's Yaikel Mejarez, 0-for-2, as Lynchburg running out of opportunities. 1-0, bottom of the eighth inning with two down. As looks like Salem will go to their bullpen, as out comes the skipper, Ozzie Chavez. He's yet to make a motion. And looks like they're going to make the move. Now the arm comes out of the pen, and Salem will turn to their closer. Four outs away from a victory. We'll be back in a 1-0 ball game after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year, Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free. Wednesday is Winning Wednesday, where purchasing one ticket gets you into every Wednesday game the rest of the year. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Right-hander Iverson Polanco will be the arm out of the bullpen for Salem, as Polanco replaces Joe Vigansky. With the bases empty, two down in a 1-0 game, bottom of the eighth inning. Polanco on the season, 4-2 with a 5.73 ERA. 2-for-4 in save opportunities over 44 innings of work. He struck out 44 and walked 22. He has allowed 28 earned runs as well. He'll be tapped with getting four outs, beginning with Yaikel Mejarez, the eighth man in the lineup for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Base is empty, two down, 1-0, Red Sox in front. Swing and a miss, strike one, as Lynchburg went out of the zone for it. Vigansky pitched well in his roughly two innings of work. Close the book on him in a second as quickly down in the count 0-2 is Mejarez. The numbers for Vigansky, 2 1/3, one hit, no runs, no walks, and one strikeout. Polanco leans in. He deals. Got him. He ends the inning on three straight pitches as Mejarez shows little fight in that at-bat. We head to the ninth, 1-0. Salem leads on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Connor Whitaker's day is done. Luis Flores will be the new arm for Lynchburg out of the bullpen. He's 3-1 with a 5.13 ERA. In just over 40 innings of work, he struck out 66 and walked 30. Let's take a look at the numbers for Whitaker as we shut the door on him. He went a much-needed three innings of work. Two hits, one run, but it was not earned. No walks, three strikeouts. It was a ground ball to first that went right through the wickets of Luis Marejo and into right field, which allowed Salem to score the runner from third and take their now 1-0 lead. So it'll be up to Luis Flores to keep it that way. Nathaniel Uten will get things going. Flores, 6-1, 160 from Samana, Dominican Republic. As the left-hander leans in, rocks, kicks, fires. And it misses downstairs for ball one. Flores has gone 5-for-7 in save opportunities. He's mainly a 1 or 2 inning guy. Downstairs, 2 balls, no strikes. He's making his 28th appearance of the season. He's been much better against lefties like Uten than he has against righties. The southpaw kicks, and it misses inside, 3-0. Against lefties, he's holding hitters to a 109 batting average. Righties are hitting 267 off of him in about 50 more plate appearances. A 3-0 to Uten. Tails below the knees as Salem will get a leadoff base runner, second time that Uten's been aboard, and another leadoff base runner. The third time tonight, all of them have come post the fifth inning. Indiaso Carr, 0-for-3, stepping in. Boy, what a start from Rafe Schlesinger, as Logan Clark and Luis Flores already trying to get on the same page. And the birthday boy, Shane McCarthy, will go out and have a few words as well to extend our conversation Lynchburg, knowing how important this game is, they don't want this conversation to be missed without any sort of direct communication. McCarthy, first-year pitching coach for Lynchburg. Spent a lot of time in the Guardians organization. He's technically celebrating his birthday yesterday, but I forgot to make mention of it. So 29 years old in one day for the former right-hander out of Seton Hall. Andy Osokar, right-hander, stepping in. First pitch to him in the dirt. Gets away from Clark, but not far enough for Uten to scamper into scoring position. One run already feels like a mammoth deficit. Anything else would essentially put this game out of reach with the way Lynchburg has been at the plate tonight. They've yet to string together much of anything. The 1-0. Still yet to find the zone as Flores as that dipped low. 2-0. You're not going to get any calls in your favor either when you are nowhere close against the first batter. The 2-0 inside, 3-0, and this has been Flores's problem. He's either lights out or he loses it very quickly. Runner on first, nobody out. Seven straight balls. Make it eight. He's walked the first two. And Salem threatening again, this time in the ninth. And Starlin Nunez, who doubled and scored in the seventh. He's got two doubles on the day. And now an RBI opportunity with nobody out. 1-0 here in the ninth. The Red Sox in front. Flores would love a ground ball double play. He checks second. There it is, a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Took something off, 85, and Hogan Clark continues to notice something going on with Flores. This is the second trip out to the mound he's made. Shane McCarthy can't go out and have any words because he made his trip after the first batter and over comes Luis Moreo to try and translate for the battery mates. So clearly not on the same page, and in the ninth inning of a one-run ball game, that's not a comforting sign. Sometimes it's hard for the bullpen guys to get on the same page with the catcher. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Came with the fastball at 93. 0-2. Unlike the starting pitchers, they don't have the pregame chats with the catcher for that night. Lefty deals. Got him. Nunez strikes out for the second time tonight. First for Flores, and that's a big bounce-back at-bat. For the first out of the inning, bringing up Frederick Jimenez, who has grounded out twice. And a grounder here could turn two and end the inning, sending us to the bottom half of the inning.
That's the Jekyll and Hyde effect of Luis Flores on display right there. Walks the first two batters on eight pitches, and he strikes out the next hitter on three strikes.
The lefty has it fouled away for strike one. Runners on first and second. He put him there with walks. Jimenez trying to avoid an 0 for 4 day. He's down in the count 0-1 here in the ninth. One away. Grounder foul, third base side. Strike two. Lynchburg has been shut out 8 times this season. If Salem holds this scoreline, it would be the ninth. Salem winning game 1-6-4 yesterday. A come-from-behind victory for the Red Sox as Lynchburg blew it late. The 0-2 to Jimenez. Fouled away. He just got a piece of it. Uten, 180 feet away at second base. Runner at first is also caught. The 0-2. Got him! Pulled the string and Jimenez swung over top of it. Back-to-back K's for Flores. And Yosander Asensio, 0-for-2 digging in. He drove home the run in the seventh, but it was on an error, so he did not get credited for an RBI.
13 strikeouts now for Lynchburg as a staff. Schlesinger doing the heavy lifting with the first eight.
Ground ball over towards short. Francisca will wait. Flip to second. They barely get the runner as Asokar slid in quickly to try and force another at-bat. But instead, they retire him on the bases, and the inning is over. Lynchburg needs one to tie, two to win. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year, Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free. Wednesday is Winning Wednesday, where purchasing one ticket gets you into every Wednesday game the rest of the year. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Salem Red Sox come to town July 29th through August 3rd, and the Lynchburg Hillcats are bringing fun for every age. On Friday, make sure to get to the gates early, as we'll have another special giveaway for you. Saturday will feature our Military Appreciation Night with post-game fireworks. Then on Sunday, bring the kids for a meet-and-greet with everyone's favorite healer, Bluey. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
One nothing, Salem holds that one-run advantage. Espinola, and then the top of the order due up for Lynchburg in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jason Prill, Connor Young. On this Wednesday evening, Lynchburg looking to avoid being shut out for the second time in three games. Espinola singled in his last plate appearance. He's 1-for-2. His bloop shot in the sixth gave Lynchburg some life, but he swings through the first pitch for strike one. In the sixth, he dropped one into right center field when Logan Clark was running on the pitch, so it was runners at the corners with only one out as he fouls it back for strike two. And Unaker Casadas rounded right back to the pitcher for a 1-6-3 inning-ending double play. Espinola down in the count to Polanco. The right-hander offers, and so does Espinola, but he caught a piece at it. And he'll stay alive. No balls, two strikes. Polanco struck out Yaikel Mahares on three pitches to end the eighth inning. First chance to strike out Espinola was fouled, and that one right back to the pitcher, a 1-3 putout. So one away here in the ninth inning as Unaker Casadas a chance to stake his claim in the Hillcats lineup. His first ever game for Lynchburg, the number 12 overall prospect in the Guardians organization, courtesy of MLB Pipeline. 17 years old. Last year, Lynchburg had a 17-year-old show off as the first pitch from Polanco finally wide for ball one. Luis Morejo last season at 17 years old came into Lynchburg and tore up the Carolina League. 1-0-2 Casadas. He drives this one toward the right center field gap. Hustling is Asensio. He won't get there. It's over his head. Rounding first, heading to second is Casadas. And his first extra base hit with the Lynchburg Hillcats is a double in the ninth inning, and he is the tying run.
Pretty good start for Casares, I would say. 2-for-4 day. Put good wood on the ball there. Luckily, Asensio was playing him very shallow in right field. That ball dropped about a foot shy of the warning track, but still Asensio couldn't get there, and now Lynchburg has a chance.
Base hit could tie the ball game as Welbin Francisca will dig in. Tying run 180 feet away. Caceres. Takes his lead off of second as we get all situated. Check of second. Now the pitch. Out wide to Welbin Francisca for ball one.
Francisca already with a hit today. Looked solid early in this series. Been working good at bat routinely.
The 1-0 just below the knees. Two balls, no strikes. He's looked better as of late. Little bit of speed on second. Caceres had five stolen bases in Arizona. The 2-0. Just a little bit wide. Ball three. And Francisca with the count in his favor. See if he gets the green light to try and do some damage. Polanco checks. Deals. And it's ball four. And Francisca gets aboard. Lynchburg now has the winning run aboard. Bennett Thompson at the dish. Thompson had a ninth inning double in yesterday's contest, which Francisca had to stop at third. And I heard him joking with Francisca after the game saying, come on, man, you couldn't have gone another 90 feet. Get me that RBI. Well, now he's got a runner 90 feet closer to begin with if he can place a double down the line. And it would tie the game as well as a conversation on the mound with Alex Reynolds and Iverson Polanco commences.
Salem getting someone loosening in the bullpen. They won't be ready for at least this at bat. Potentially, Polanco might even need to face Mercedes because they're just getting warming now, throwing into the bullpen wall or a padding of some sort. So not even throwing to a bullpen catcher yet. Polanco's going to have to work his way out of this.
Only one down. A ground ball would end it. A base hit would tie it. Extra bases might win it. It's up to Bennett Thompson. Strikeout would extend it. Polanco comes set at the belt. First pitch to Thompson is taken for a called strike, 0-1. You don't mind that after a five-pitch walk to Francisca. A four-pitch walk. The 0-1 from the right-hander. Thompson wanted it. He checked. They appeal. He did not go, says Dylan Toomey.
Dylan Toomey not making any fans in that Salem dugout. They certainly thought that Thompson had gone around there. You'll know what Salem's thinking.
They don't hide it.
Got to give him at least that. They're an open book.
They would not be great poker players. The 1-1. Ground ball, foul, third base side, and Thompson down in the count. 1-2. Caceres at second after the one-out double. Francisca trailing him with a good lead at first as Jimenez well off the bag. Not even close to covering. Now Asensio charging in right field to play shallow. The 0-1. Chopper over towards short. This could end it. He double clutches and goes to first. It's offline. Thompson safe. Starlin Nunez overcomplicated it and then threw it wide at first, and the bases are loaded with one down in a one-run game for Jeffrey Mercedes.
Nunez wanted to turn two to get out of the inning so badly there. He took an exaggerated, extended look over towards second, and then you nailed it. He double-clutched looking to first, and at that point, you knew Thompson was going to get in safely. Had the throw been on target, he probably would have been out, but it pulled Jimenez off the bag. Bases are loaded.
First pitch to Mercedes is driven into right center field. That's deep. That's toward the wall. It's out in front of it. A game-winning double for Jeffrey Mercedes. He wasted no time plugging the gap. And the air from Starlin Nunez has given Lynchburg the 2-1 victory. What a comeback performance. And once again, down but not out for the Cardiac Cats. We'll come back to recap it in a moment. Tonight's final score is brought to you by Qdoba. Stop in at the brand new Qdoba location at 4012 Wards Road in Lynchburg, Virginia. Tonight's final score is Lynchburg 2, Salem 1.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Winning Wednesday is back at Bank of the James Stadium. Purchase your Lynchburg Hillcats ticket to this Wednesday's game and get the next Wednesday ticket for free each time you show up. Buy one Wednesday, get every Wednesday free. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit ThompsonBrooksInsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The final out has been recorded and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
Two to one, Lynchburg on top of Salem as they came back in the ninth inning in walk-off fashion and deposited a victory over the Salem Red Sox. Connor Young, Jason Prill with you on this Wednesday evening. Time to name our Hillcat hero of the game. And we'll give out two because Jeffrey Mercedes, the obvious candidate, would not have been in that situation had it not been for a great start from Rafe Schlesinger. Five innings of work, three hits, no runs, eight strikeouts, and one walk. An outstanding showing for Rafe Schlesinger. And Mercedes, he gets Hillcat Hero 2.0, the walk-off double in the right center field gap, which played it two with the bases loaded, gave Lynchburg the 2-1 lead and the victory over Salem, as Lynchburg has now officially taken the season series in the Battle of 460.
Yeah, I think you might have nailed it, Jason. I think that might have been the last start we'll see from Rafe Schlesinger in a Hillcats uniform. You mentioned that earlier in the broadcast, and that's back-to-back start with over seven strikeouts. He was in rare form tonight, and the Cats were able to rally back in the bottom of the ninth, as always, give him a win.
Let's take a look at how we wrapped up this ball game, as it was quiet through six innings as neither team able to get anything going. It was a bona fide pitcher's duel, even into the late aspects of the afternoon. In the seventh inning, Salem would get an RBI. Well, they didn't even get an RBI. It was an unearned run, a double from Nunez, and then an error on Morejo, as that would allow Nunez to come around and score and give them the 1-0 lead. We thought that might be where it lasted until Lynchburg came to bat in the ninth inning. After an Espinola ground out, Unaker Caceres, in his first Hillcat appearance, doubled and put himself in scoring position. Welvin Francisco would walk, and then Bennett Thompson reached on an error from Starlin Nunez before Jeffrey Mercedes drove them all home with an RBI, two RBI double in the right center field gap, as Lynchburg would hold on for the, or supplant Salem for the 2-1 win. Two runs, eight hits, one error for Lynchburg, and technically, I guess mathematically, they have granted Bennett Thompson a base hit on that grounder to short. That's a little bit iffy. One run, five hits, no errors for Salem. I would still say that that was an error for Nunez. Flores picks up the win. He's now 4-1. Polanco drops to 4-3 as he came on in the eighth inning and couldn't get out of the ninth. Time of the game, 2 hours and 17 minutes, 1,779 on hand for a picturesque day here in Lynchburg, Virginia. Connor, once again, this Hillcats team just did not give up.
Nope, they never do. Lynchburg this time was able to finally kick the door down and find that game-winning base hit from Jeffrey Mercedes. They were oh so close last night, again making it interesting in the bottom of the ninth, but this time they were able to do it. Like you said, they now have locked up the season series against Salem with their win. That's back-to-back years now that Lynchburg has taken the season series against their rivals in the Red Sox. Still got a long series of baseball left to be played and a lot of great action going on throughout the rest of the week into the weekend. Can't wait for more Hillcat and Red Sox baseball coming up soon.
Connor Young will get you set for tomorrow night's contest as well as taking a look around the Carolina League. But one more time for me. 2-1, the final score. Lynchburg downing Salem with a walk-off from Jeffrey Mercedes in the ninth. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg wins by a final of 2-1 in walk-off fashion thanks to a 2-RBI double from Jeffrey Mercedes. Let's take a look around the rest of the Carolina League here on this Wednesday night. Hickory and Fayetteville, they're in the top of the ninth inning. It's a 5-0 lead for the Woodpeckers. Delmarva leads Kannapolis 2-1 in the top of the seventh from Atrium Health Ballpark. 4-1 lead for the home Augusta Green Jackets in the seventh inning as they lead the best team in the Carolina League at the moment in the Carolina Mudcats. Myrtle Beach and Charleston, it's a close one in the middle of the seventh, 2-1 lead for the Dogs as Fredericksburg trails Columbia 6-0 from Segra Park. With that, we can take a look at the standings here in the second half of the Carolina League. Still every game but ours to go final. Still, Carolina at 20-9, Fredericksburg at 16-12, 3.5 games out of the Mudcats. Fayetteville at 13-16, Lynchburg at 13-17, 7.5 games out of first. Salem at 12-20, 9.5 games out of the top spot. Delmarva at 9-21, Myrtle Beach at 22-8, Hickory at 20-11, 2.5 games out of the Pelicans. Charleston at 18-11, 3.5 games out from Myrtle Beach. Augusta at 14-17, so is Kannapolis. Columbia, who have already clinched a playoff spot, are 9-21 in the basement of the Carolina League South. With that, let's take a look at who our starting pitching pairing will be tomorrow. We'll start with Lynchburg. They will trot Jacob Zibbitt out on the bump. The right-hander has an 0-4 record in a 4.31 ERA. He will make the start for Lynchburg tomorrow night. On the other end, it'll be right-hander Alex Bouchard making his Salem Red Sox debut and his single-A debut at that. Is he will face a Lynchburg lineup that was held mostly quiet tonight, but they made some noise when it counted in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-RBI double wins it for Lynchburg. The Hillcats improved to 54-42. Salem 38-58 on the season. Well, that'll do it for me here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. One final time, our final is 2-1 Hillcats. For Jason Prill, this is Connor Young saying so long and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Be sure to tune into our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians and General Manager Matt Ramstedt. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.